Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
You got anything to say for yourselves?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Nothing's a big deal.
It's no big deal.
No big deal.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
You know what? Actually, I feel like this is no big deal.
Not a big deal. Is that how everyone feels?
Not a big deal, huh?
Big deal. Who cares?
Can't deal with it.
Yeah,
I can't great. Deal with it.
This is a huge deal.
Okay, so before we get to our Weekend at Bernie's clip, okay, like art imitating life or whatever way they want to say it.
Unbelievable.
It is. This
that would be life imitating art.
There you go. Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. Perfect. Okay, because this is the story that I'm about to say is the most unbelievable story I think I've ever seen in my life. I thought this was fake, too.
Well, it's really art imitating no life when you think about it.
That's true. But before we do that, I'm going to give Zeke just a bit of time so we can put this up on Twitch. Trent Baalke, GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay. Now, you be the judge, and then you tell me if this is a big deal or not. Trent Baalke having a press conference, and seems like he broke wind. You tell me.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Guy farted. No, who farted? Was
him.
It Trent Baalke or was it the guy asking
me.
The question?
No, no, it was him. Why would he say excuse me if it wasn't him? It was totally him, and it was muffled.
Excuse me, God.
You would only get that by if the Andy Hart I'm trying to remember the WEEI of Jacksonville, right? What is it, 105, whatever it is, right? Where the... It'd be like if Frank Frangie, their play-by-play guy, was sitting third row. If he ripped in his seat, you wouldn't hear it like that. The only reason you hear that is because the guy near the microphone let out a little tooter scooter.
See, I think this. Here's why I think this is a big deal. This is a big deal to me because I feel like it's happening all the time, and it's mostly it's literally all guys. And I don't know who was the first person to do it. And now it's completely acceptable. Nobody gets freaked out. Nobody giggles. It's not a big deal. Guy doing a press conference. He leans over to his left. One butt cheek is raised from the chair.
Wait a minute.
He kind of.
He didn't lean. You're making.
Come on. You telling me you can't hold that in? I mean, what are we doing? It's like
It's impending intestinal distress.
Kristen, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Were you able to hold it in when you had those tacos? That one time you went on the trip.
No, but I got really sick, though. I got sick. That was, okay, but that's fine, I guess. But no, I don't think.
You think this is a garden variety morning egg fart?
I think people are just more comfortable letting it go. It's like, that's what I don't think a guy's sick. He's like, hey, this is acceptable now. I'm just going to fart while I'm having a press conference.
There was a teacher. That's the best one. There was a teacher that I had at Westerly High School. He was the anatomy teacher. His name was Donald Autry. He was my favorite teacher. You know why, Fourier? Because on the very first day of class, he said, we're going to learn about the body and there are bodily functions. So if you have to let them out in class, I am not going to hold it against you. Oh, my God. It was my favorite class. Are you kidding me? That sounded like the symphony orchestra. Listen, in there at the sixth period every day.
Nobody likes a good fart like I do. I giggle every time. All right, so now go to Twitch right now.
But yet it seemed like you were denouncing this Baalke fart.
I feel like it is kind of one of those things where, you know, if you're the CEO, if you're running a program, I do think you kind of need to not be, you know, immature and, you know, frattish. Like,
well, it's,
I'm not
okay.
doing that. I appreciate it,
no,
but I'm not running an organization.
But he also didn't do, like, that guy who, like, dialed the intercom and then that one and hold it and then be like, and it went all over
Home Depot.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, he could have. Like, imagine if Balky turned around and be like, hold on, folks.
I would appreciate
and then, like,
that.
Turned around and just ripped it right into the microphone.
Go full heel. That'd be full heel.
I mean, that would be something.
Okay, so this is the story I've been waiting to share with you.
He's got the walking farts.
Okay. Has everybody seen Weekend at Bernie's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Everybody has seen Weekend at Bernie's. Okay, so on Twitch right now, you will see
this
footage.
Is...
You will see a bank security camera showing a young lady.
I don't know about so young. But
well, okay. So
middle-aged
lady.
Yeah.
A lady wheeled in a...
Supposedly, she was the caregiver of this person who the reason we have it mosaiced is because... She rolled a dead body in a wheelchair in to sign for a loan.
Okay, now here's the part. So she wheels in a dead body trying to trick the bank teller into giving her a $3,400 loan. So, of course, it was her uncle's bank account. And because he's dead, he can't write any checks. So she is literally having a conversation and trying to explain and trying to act like he's just pale, like he's out of it and he's old. Not that he's dead. She says, Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign the loan contract. If you don't sign, there's no way because I can't sign for you. Then she proceeds to grab his hand and try to use his dead hand
yes.
to hold the pen to sign the check.
The unmosaiced version of this where you're actually looking at the dead body. Like, she's fooling no one. Like, right now, we're showing the one that is covered up. But the one that isn't that's out there, I mean, this, seriously, I cannot believe that there are just people.
They're watching it.
They're, like, sitting there watching this woman trying to commit fraud with a dead body.
It is a big deal.
This is disturbing.
I feel like there needs to be another category for this at all. On one hand, I sit there and go, what made her think that she could, she would be able to convince somebody that this person is just out of it, comatose, old.
Greed.
Generic, right? Greed, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's only $3,400.
I know, that's
it's
a crazy thing.
It's not $1 million. It's $3,400. So there is actually footage, Gresh, of her taking him out of the car dead. Okay. Now, I would say freshly dead if I don't bug people because there's no rigor mortis or anything like that.
From what I read, I do believe this gentleman had passed away like 2 hours earlier.
Yeah.
And then she wheeled his dead body in trying to get money.
I don't even know what to say. On one hand, I go, wow, you really must have been committed to the bit, committed to getting this money. And how about the teller? Even if the person was alive, and say they were just drugged up and maybe out of it, maybe they're drunk, no teller, no bank manager, and they're good under any circumstances, is going to allow this to happen. You're drunk. Go ahead and sign over your money. Yeah, I can understand. You understand what you're doing.
I do believe that this lady got cuffed before leaving the bank. I think from what I read, people got hip to this pretty quickly, and this lady got slapped with some charges or whatever.
And one of the other lines that she said, you can't hear it right now because we can't play the audio, she says, quote, to the teller, oh, don't worry. He's like that. He doesn't say anything. Uncle, do you want to go to the hospital again? She's threatening him, having a conversation, trying to trick the teller. Well, obviously, the bank teller called the police. They came in, they grabbed her, and she's in jail. And I'm hopefully her uncle is
hopefully somebody
in a good place.
Hopefully somebody in that family decided to jerk a knot in her tail a little bit because that is pretty bad.
It is, quite frankly, we've done a lot of crazy things. I've seen the furry story, Strudel, that you'll hear at 1:30.
Strudel 1:30.
I feel like it tops it, though.
Strudel tops this?
Yeah, because I'm living it in real time. I'm seeing it, and my kids are dealing with it in real time.
But you got strudel issues?
We do. We have strudel issues. They're popping up all over the place. strudel here, strudel there. Everybody's got to deal with strudel. It's amazing. I can't even. No, we're just going to have to wait till 1:30. We're going to get serious for 20 minutes. Can we get serious for 20 minutes?
Strudel here, strudel there. Come back for strudel everywhere. Final hour next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.